There are 130 community schools across the city, schools which offer individualized programs and services to struggling New York City students and their families. The children in the schools live in poverty, in temporary housing, students with disabilities, English language learners, and students who are absent from school regularly. The schools replace failing schools with low attendance rates, which one parent said is improving because of the resources provided.
Free haircuts for the boys. They want to show it off, so they're coming to school. We have workshops for us parents. I learned math. I was able to help my son because of the math program that was provided.
New York City community schools are what parents and members of New York Communities for Change, Make the Road New York, and others rallied for today at City Hall. They carried green signs which showed who and what the schools are helping. Signs read deportees, alternatives to suspension, nutrition, summer youth employment, immigration services. The schools act as neighborhood hubs with academics enrichment and comprehensive health and social services, ESL and entrepreneurial programs for parents. Natasha Capers is with the New York City Coalition for Educational Justice.
We've seen the future realized. We're seeing and hearing the stories of parents from across the city saying, this is working. It's working for my child. It's working for my school. It's working for me.
Rosa Gonzalez has two children in a community school in the Bronx. She said what's so good about the community school is the change it's making in her children and in the community.
I'm very happy to say that my daughter started going to school. She was struggling academically, and in her elementary school, I wasn't able to get her evaluated. But when she did come into the community school, they quickly got her evaluated and gave her the help that she needed to move on and move forward. Now she's in eighth grade, and I have an incoming sixth grader this year.
What kind of help did she need?
She got sets. It's a special individualized teaching in the classroom and outside of the classroom. And we also fought to have her get tutoring at home.
Gonzalez said in the regular public school, her daughter was falling behind.
In the regular public school, they were passing her. They were just passing her to get her out of the school. When she came to the community school, I demanded an evaluation, but they didn't give me a hard time about it. They gave her the evaluation she needed. They gave her extracurricular activities after school. They helped me as opposed to kind of pushing me away and kind of pushing her on.
Let me ask you, in your daughter's school, how are the textbooks? Are they up to date? What's the equipment like?
iPad, technology, that's what we're using. The money is going to what they need. They're not harboring the money.
New York City Council member and former public school teacher Danny Drum stood at the City Hall rally beneath a huge yellow sign. It read, I love community schools.
We know community schools work because they address all the needs of the students in those schools and the needs of the community as well, and in particular the needs of the parents. It's a holistic approach to education that has worked well in other cities, and we would like to see every school in New York City become a community school.
Drum said community schools have resources regular schools just don't have.
And so we know that those resources are vitally important to those communities, especially communities affected by poverty and also those who are affected by classism and racism.
What are some of the resources available to communities?
Some of the resources are health clinics, immigration services, extended day programs in those schools, nutrition programs. It really meets the needs of the children in a holistic way.
Parents and education advocates have drafted a proposal for community schools policy. Its aim is to codify and sustain community schools in New York City into the future. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.